good morning to you who are listening out there today. This is Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. It is September 7th on a Friday morning, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm here this morning with Lori Lopez. She's here to help lead us in worship today. Thank you for being with us. It is a blessing just to be connected with you in this way, in this time of worship. You know, for the past several months, and here at our church, we've been going through John 15, and just regarding abiding in Christ, And so this morning, I want to read just a short passage or a short excerpt from True Vine by Andrew Murray. And this book just captures so, it is a beautiful, wonderful commentary to John 15. I want to read a little bit of this and just open up your hearts and open up your minds to what the Lord would have to say today in regard to remaining in Him, abiding in Him. Okay, this is from Andrew Murray, True Vine. And before this, he's talking through the first couple of verses of John 15. He says, in the previous verse, Christ had just said, abide in me. He had then announced the great unalterable law of all branch life on earth or in heaven, not of itself, except it abide. In the opening words of the parable, he had already spoken, I am the vine. And he now repeats the words. He would have us understand, note well the lesson, simple as it appears. It is the key of the abiding life, that the only way to obey the command, abide in me, is to have eye and heart fixed upon himself. Where it says, abide in me, I am the true vine. Yes, study this holy mystery until you see Christ as the true vine, bearing, strengthening, supplying, inspiring all his branches, being and doing in each branch all that it needs, and the abiding will come of itself. Yes, gaze upon him as the true vine until you feel what a heavenly mystery it is and are compelled to ask the Father to reveal it to you by his Holy Spirit. He to whom God reveals the glory of the true vine, he who sees what Jesus is and waits to do every moment, he cannot but abide. The vision of Christ is an irresistible attraction. It draws and holds us like a magnet. Listen ever to the living Christ still speaking to you and waiting to show you the meaning and power of his word that I am the vine. How much weary labor there has been in striving to understand what abiding is. How much fruitless effort in trying to attain it. Why was this? Because the attention was turned to the abiding as a work that we have to do instead of the living Christ in whom we were to be kept abiding, who himself was to hold and to keep us. We thought of abiding as a continual strain and effort. We forget that it means rest from effort to one who has found the place of his abode. Do notice how Christ said, I abide in me. I am the vine that brings forth and holds and strengthens and makes fruitful the branches. Abide in me. Rest in me, and let me do my work. I am the true vine. All I am and speak and do is divine truth, giving the actual reality of what is said. I am the vine. Only consent and yield thy all to me. I will do all in thee. Jesus, thank you that you truly in our lives, as the Holy Spirit lives in us, as we are dependent upon every word from you, as we are dependent upon you to do it all in our life. Lord, you make, Lord, abiding something that we don't have to strain to do. Lord, it is not something that we do, but it is something that we rest in. Lord, that we remain in you. Lord, you allow us to remain in your goodness. Lord, so by saying that we abide, Lord, we're saying that we rest in who you are. Lord, we rest in who we are not. Lord, we want to have lives of total dependence. Lord, eyes that look to you. Lord, and feet that are quick to respond to what you say. Lord, as we rest in you, Lord, we find the desire of our hearts is found in you, in your words, and in your person. Lord, show yourself to your people. Lord, show more of your person. Lord, may we know you more today. Lord, we respond in song this morning that we will dwell in the promise of your truth, that we will rest in you, rest in your love, that our soul is restored in your presence. Your presence, Jesus.
Forever I will abide. Deepest longings of our heart. In Jesus' name.